Good morning.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry.
Oh, yes.
We are a circle of friends here in the teaching tutelage of the darling abundance of wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Today is Thursday.
Yes, Lord.
It is the ninth day. The ninth day of February, the year of our Lord, 2023.
Thank you, Jesus.
We started off here. We've got to give this to the wife this morning here. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. What's the song you want to start with?
Yes.
That song you had on your heart.
Well, Almighty God, we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. You know, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, Jesus is the God we serve. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus is the God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a loving God we serve. Oh, I'm so glad. What a loving God we serve. You know the angels bow before him.
Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
We serve.
We serve.
We serve.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
Bless that wonderful
name of Jesus.
Why don't you bless that wonderful name
of the Lord?
Why don't you bless
that wonderful name of Jesus? Bless that wonderful name of the Lord.
There is salvation in the name
of Jesus.
There is salvation in the
name of the Lord.
There is
salvation in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, Holy Ghost power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, what can wash away? nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. No other help I know. Nothing but the blood.
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God be said. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come on this Thursday morning, O Lord God, thanking you for your presence this morning, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Your presence, O Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, problems vanish, hearts amended, in the presence of the King, in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, problems vanish, hearts are mended, in the presence of the King. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we cry, Abba, Father, Abba, patient, the Father is in charge. God, we thank you for this Thursday morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for a wonderful week, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day, God, because this is the day that you have made, O Lord God, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. I want to thank you, Father, for the phone call I got the other morning, O Lord God, when I was having cramps. This is what it looked like, this one, this letter, O Lord God. Then one of the saints of God called, hallelujah, and had a remedy, hallelujah. It was Pastor Dolly that called and sent me a text, hallelujah, to God. And it was something real simple, and didn't have no problem. So I thank God, I want to say something the other day about it, but hallelujah. It's something, hallelujah, God, when you're part of a circle of friends, when you have friends that have things that they can help you out with, hallelujah, God, the word of God, hallelujah, God.
Thank
no problem since then, hallelujah, God. And we thank God for this Thursday morning. So, Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come thanking you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you for what you're doing, O Lord God, over there with a great earthquake was, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. They're still pulling people out of the rubble that's alive, O Lord God. Seen on yesterday morning, O Lord God, it was an infant baby, O Lord God, that was just born there, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You're the great and awesome and terrible God that you are, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for laying down last night. I woke up this morning, O Lord God, with our mind stayed on you, O Lord God. Both you safely across the highways and the byways, O Lord God. Suffer no hurt, harm or danger, O Lord God. Strengthen the body, O Lord God, when it wasn't feeling 100%, O Lord God. You're on time, O Lord God, O Lord God. Your army presence, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the miracles, O Lord God, that you work so great, O Lord God. There's just none like you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for those, O Lord God, who have opportunity, O Lord God, to go on that vacation, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you for those that have business and entrepreneurs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we do not have to fight exactly in this battle, O Lord God, because the battle is the Lord, O Lord God. Lord God, eyebrow raising concern, O Lord God, looked on the YouTube, O Lord God, and they started showing all these war missiles, O Lord God, and look like they're trying to subliminally suggest, oh Lord God, which country had a war, oh Lord God, that would destroy and annihilate things, oh Lord God. But we understand, oh Lord God, that the earth is the Lord, oh Lord God, and the fullness thereof, oh Lord God. So we here at the circle of prayer in this hour of power prayer, Lord God. Thank you, oh Lord God, that you stand at the helm, hallelujah, of heaven, oh Lord God, because we understand Psalm 24 that the earth is the Lord, oh Lord God, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, oh Lord God. Lord God, we recall that you're the wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father, oh Lord God. Lord God, we have surrendered all to you, oh Lord God. Lord God, we surrender all, oh Lord God, our children, our lives, oh Lord God, our finances, oh Lord God, everything is in your hands, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being the great God that you are today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for moving by your spirit and by your power this morning, oh Lord God, that you're covering every need, oh Lord God, every prayer request, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God, because your words say, Lord God, you know that we know what we have need of, oh Lord God, even before we ask, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, the visionary, Lord God, the one that's standing at the helm, oh Lord God, and each and every one, oh Lord God, in their prospective places, individually, Lord God, and collectively, Lord God, we come, oh Lord God, stand in the gap, oh Lord God. Lord God, I have a special prayer request, oh Lord God, for Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, that you'll watch over our family and protect them, oh Lord God, while she's about her business in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for moving by your spirit, oh God. Actually, that you would bless the wife, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the job that we have, oh Lord God, that is still sustaining, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask you this morning, oh Lord God, to drive down the fuel prices, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, it's just outrageous, oh Lord God, without a cause, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we come to worship you, Lord God. We come to adore you, oh Lord God. We came to bring you the sacrifice of praise, oh Lord God, the fruits of our lips in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. If there's anyone that's in queue, oh Lord God, if that's feeling well, oh Lord God, aches and pains in the body, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we rebuke it by the name, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We command everyone to be healed, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that have an appointment, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the minister Mary, Lord God, in the situation at the house, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for moving speedily, oh Lord God, and expeditiously, oh Lord God, on every prayer request in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. So Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the grandchildren that call up the prayer line, oh Lord God. Benjamin, oh Lord God, and their brothers and sisters, oh Lord God. Celeste Joy, oh Lord God, that you bless and you protect, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. While they're spending their sports, oh Lord God, while they're just being children, oh Lord God, that you bless and protect, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you, Lord God, would bind the hands, oh Lord God, of the adversary, oh Lord God, and rebuke, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, that Cain spirit, Lord God, that murdering spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch the hurt that's in the heart, oh Lord God, of families, oh Lord God, that are going through a time of bereavement right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we come before that throne of grace today, oh Lord God, because we need you every hour, oh Lord God. We need you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have hospital appointments, oh Lord God, going through surgery, oh Lord God. Minister Margaret, oh Lord God, Bailey, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch our body, oh Lord God, that you would touch his kidneys, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, heart, oh Lord God, the respiratory system, oh Lord God, the cardiac system, oh Lord God, every limb, oh Lord God, the leg, oh Lord God, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, Satan, we bind you, and in the name of Jesus, we loose the body from pain, oh Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, have thine own way, oh Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, you are the potter, Lord God, we are the clay, Lord God, so we thank you, oh Lord God, on this here Thursday morning. Morning, oh Lord God, in this hour of power prayer as we go forth in the name of Jesus, God. You holy, Lord God. We call you holy, Lord God. Holy and righteous are you in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you for your presence, oh Lord God, that's here, Lord God, that's permeating out here, Lord God, all over the world, oh Lord God. Every prayer line, oh Lord God, everyone that's lifted up the name of Jesus this morning, oh Lord God. Yes, God, bless our children, oh Lord God, and as they go into the work area, Lord God. Bind that suicide spirit, oh, Lord God. Bind that drive-by shooting, Lord God. Bind that lunatic spirit, oh, Lord God, that causes people just to go off, oh, Lord God. They're driving like, oh, Lord God, if they don't have an ounce of sense these days, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. But Lord God, just protect your people, oh, Lord God. As we go through this day, Lord God, we came this morning, oh, Lord God, just to bring you the sacrifice of praise, oh, Lord God, the fruits of our lips, oh, Lord God. We thank you, God, for your unwavering love, oh, Lord God. Help us today, oh, Lord God, to put on that whole arm of God, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. For those that are on vacations and trips, oh, Lord God, we ask that you send protection, oh, Lord God. God, we ask that you bless Brother Manasseh, his name, come up this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would meet the needs, oh, Lord God. Lord God, Pastor Apostle Scholastica, Lord God, that you bless him, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh, Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. All the ministers that we know, Lord God, the missionaries, the apostles, the evangelists, oh, Lord God, the layperson, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, concerned about mothers, oh, Lord God, those that are in hospitals, God, that you would touch today, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you this morning, God, and we praise you, God, for you alone are worthy, oh, Lord God, of the honor, the glory, the praise, oh, Lord God. We came this morning to hallelujah, God. We came to adore you, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, we come to worship you, Emmanuel, Lord God. Lord God, we command that spirit to be stirred up in everyone, oh, Lord God, the spirit of the Holy Ghost that lives inside of us, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we enter into your presence with thanksgiving, oh, Lord God, and we came into your court with praise in this hour of power of prayer, oh, Lord God. Do the miraculous, the supernatural, Lord God, because you are that you are, Lord God. You asked who you was, oh, Lord God, and you said that I am. Yet you are, Lord God, that you're not coming, but you are the one that am here right now, oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh, God. I said that you bless the message and the messenger, Lord God. Lord God, bring all the prayer requests into the front of the people's mind, oh, Lord God. Bless the wife, oh, Lord God, as you begin to read the scripture of the week, oh, Lord God, and begin to expound on the text, oh, Lord God, that everything be done in a timely manner, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We came to adore you, Lord God, because you are Christ the Lord. Our soon coming King, oh, Lord God. You are that you are. Jesus,
glory,
amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen. We have the phone with you. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory
thank
be
you,
to God. Hallelujah. I got to sing this song that's in my heart. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Praise the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to all of you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For he is worthy. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered, praise the Lord. I was bound by the power of Satan. I've been delivered, praise the Lord. I've been delivered, praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, delivered, praise the Lord. I was bound by the powers of Satan. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a mighty good God we serve, saints. Hallelujah. We are better than blessed. Glory be to God. Just to be saved in such a time as this, my God, to be filled with the Holy Ghost in such a time as this, we are better than blessed. Oh, saints, and I know you all know that. I'll be reading the scripture of the week is from Exodus, the 14th chapter, and 13th to the 15th verse. And it reads like this, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you. You shall hold your peace, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I believe the Lord is reminding us that he will fight for us. Hallelujah. God is no respecter of persons. Now, at this particular time, these were such comforting words the Lord gave Moses to comfort the fading hearts of the Israelites at this time. For we know that God's people, the Israelites, had just been delivered out of slavery in Egypt. And they were now, and now once again, they were being pursued by their enemies. Pharaoh and his army were in back of them, chasing them as they were approaching, my God, the Red Sea. Glory be to God. It seemed like they were trapped. They had nowhere to go. But we know that the Red Sea was in front of them. The Pharaoh and his men were chasing them and pursuing them from behind. And we know that the mountains were surrounding every side there. Praise God. And it seemed that they was trapped. Hallelujah. And the people began to cry out to the Lord. My God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I know we can all understand how they must have felt. My God, my God. But I love what the Lord spoke to Moses to speak comfort to the people and tell them in verse 13. He said, stand still and see the salvation of God. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. And we know the Lord is yet speaking these words even in our lives today as we go through our situations. Hallelujah. The Lord will fight for you. In verse 14, he says, the Lord will fight for you. Just hold your peace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sometimes, saints, we sabotage our own blessing because we're talking too much out of the word of God. We got to speak what God says. We got to believe what God say. Hallelujah. He told them, hold your peace. Stop murmuring. Don't complain. Don't whine and complain. Verse 15, he told the people, go forward. Come on now. Saints of God, when we find ourselves going through various situations likewise, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord speaks these words to us as well to comfort us as we go through various trials and tests in our lives. Glory be to God. For God is our very present help as well in trouble. Glory be to God. God told Moses, he said, lift up that rod in your hand, stretch it out over the sea, divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God today that that was one of the greatest miracles that the Lord did. Hallelujah. For the children of Israel, for we know that the Red Sea divided, hallelujah, and the people walked across on dry land, hallelujah, glory be to God. The Lord even made a way that the Pharaoh and his men would be stopped because the Lord sent an angel between, hallelujah, the Egyptians and the children of Israel. The Lord also sent a thick cloud between them to separate, hallelujah, the Egyptians and preventing them from pursuing the Israelites as they made their way across that Red Sea. I believe the word gives to know there's nearly 2 million people or more, my God, that went through that Red Sea on dry land. What a miracle, saints. But likewise, the Lord wants to comfort our hearts today, God. Saints, as we go through various trials and tribulations, God wants us to know that he will be with us as well. And we need to, number one, remember not to be afraid. Fear not. Hallelujah. Throughout the Bible, the Lord warns us and the Lord comforts us in that way. He says, don't be afraid. Fear not. Hallelujah. I like what he told them. He said, be still. Glory be to God. And we know the scriptures gives us to know in Psalms 46 and 1. It gives us to know, hallelujah, he says, God is our refuge and our strength. He is our very present help, saints, in the time of trouble. See, the Lord's word, hallelujah, comforts us still today and tells us to, in Psalms 46, verse 10, to be still and know that I'm God. When you're going through your trials, when you're going through your times of testing, the Lord comforts us also likewise. Hallelujah. We have to still our own minds. Hallelujah. Sometimes our own minds is speaking contrary to the word of God, and we have to hush our carnal minds at times, hallelujah, and make sure we have the mind of Christ. And when we find ourselves going astray, we need to pray and ask God to forgive us and to help us to let this mind be in us, Jesus, that's also in you. We want to, hallelujah, saints, above all else, have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is peace, love, joy, righteousness, hallelujah, joy in the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, we've got to hold on to the word of God as God comforts us as well today. God wants to bring us a great victory as he did the children of Israel. We got to know, saints, that what shall we say to these things? In Romans 8:31, say, if God be for us, saints, if God be for you, if God be for me, who can be against us? Saints of God, we've got to walk victoriously. We've got to think, hallelujah, hallelujah, according to the word of God. Hallelujah. We've got to believe God. We've got to follow his word. Romans 8:37 say, nay, in all these things, in all these things, in other words, in all these situations, in all of these afflictions, come on, we've got to know that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Jesus Christ, he loves us, saints. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We've got to know, as the scripture gives us to know in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that there have no temptation taken us, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, and he will not suffer you to be tempted above what ye are able. But God will, with the temptation, saints, make a way of escape that we can bear it. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I hear the Lord saying in my spirit to let you know, be still and know that God is God. Fear not, saints. Fear not. No matter if the problem is a health-related relationship, finances, or some type of provision, know that our God is in control, and he's working everything out for our good. Now, sometimes it don't feel good. Come on now. Sometimes we be going through stuff, and it don't feel good at the moment. But we have to bypass all that and stand on the word of God. God already said everything is working together for our good. I love what the Lord says in Deuteronomy 31:8. He said, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you, saints, or forsake us. Do not fear, saints. Do not be dismayed. Glory be to God. The Lord wants to encourage us, saints. Come on now. Let's take God at his word. Listen, God's word is God's medicine, and God's medicine always works, saints. It never fails. Glory be to God. We need to be eating this word how many times a day? How many times, for instance, we eat? We eat 3-4 times. We need to be eating this word to feed our spirit man so that we could be strong, so that when the trials come, we could be ready. We'll be able to stand and not falter. Many people and many saints of God are living beneath their privilege because of the fact that they're not making a daily practice of feeding on the word of God. Jesus himself said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we see here how God brought them victory as Moses, step by step, obeyed the command of God. He lifted up his hand. He had that rod in his hand, and he lifted it up. When he lifted it up, Hallelujah. The Lord divided that Red Sea. Oh, my God, a miracle that has never been done before. Glory be to God. But I want to let you know, I believe God is encouraging us to know that, saints, there's nothing too hard that God cannot bring us through. God cannot bring us over. God cannot bring us out, because he is the powerful, the almighty God. He's the creator of heaven and earth. Glory be to God. All power and might is in his hand. Saints of God, we don't have to fear what man is going to do to you, or what the situation in your body. Fear not. God said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace is upon him. And it's by his stripes, saints, that we are healed, saints. We've got to take God at his word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Saints, we don't have to fear. All we got to do is trust him. Psalms 34:19 gives us to know as well, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us, saints, out of them all, as God delivered the Israelites out of the hand of Pharaoh and his pursuing army. Don't you know that God loves you just the same way, and he will bring you out, he will deliver you, he will save you, he will heal you, he will provide for you? Saints, he will protect us. We don't have to fear from terrorists. God has us covered. Hallelujah. He said he encamps his angels round about his people. My Lord. Saints of God, we got to take God at his word. I like what Proverbs say, saints. I'm almost done. Proverbs 3 reminds us, glory be to God. Verse 5 says, trust, saints, in the Lord with all your heart. Not part of your heart. God wants all your heart. Come on now. We know 99 and a half won't do. We got to ask God to help us when we even have a ounce of fear. My prayer is, Lord, get every bit of fear out of me. Get every bit of doubt out of me. Get every bit of whatever that's not right in my life. Get it out, Lord. Hallelujah. Uproot it. Take it out. Hallelujah. You know, I know why David was considered the apple of God's eye. It's not that David dotted every I and crossed every T, did everything, but he knew how to get it right with God. He knew how to sin. Hallelujah. He knew how to sin and ask God to forgive him, and then he went and sinned no more. He knew how to come to God and bring repentance, true heartfelt repentance to the Lord. And when he repented, he didn't go and sin anymore. What did he tell the woman that was caught in adultery? He didn't give her no pass to sin. Listen, y'all, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is still eternal life. Hallelujah, saints of God. We can't half-step with God. We can't make no excuses to keep on sinning. Come on now. The Apostle Paul says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? My God, we have been given this so great a salvation. Saints of God, we cannot, walk over our salvation. We cannot take this salvation lightly. We cannot say that we are saints of the Most High God and practicing sin. No, no. If we sin, we got to do like David. Repent. Give your heart to God. Ask, Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe David said, Lord, wash me in hyssop. Now we say, Lord, wash me in your precious blood. Cleanse my heart from all unrighteousness, that I may not be a practicer of sin. Glory be to God. But we got to truly repent to the point where we do not continue in that way. Hallelujah. It's so important, saints, that we have a heart like David did. He said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Some people are operating with spirits that is not of God, but they say they're children of God. But saints of God, let's check our own selves. I don't have to check you. I'ma check me. I'ma get myself right. Hallelujah. I'ma get the mote out of my own eye. So then I can see clearly to help somebody else along the way. But we have to be honest with ourselves as David was, and give our situations to God. Confess our sins. God said a contrite spirit, hallelujah, broken and contrite spirit, I will not despise. My God, all he says, saints, is that we should not be involved in sins of iniquity, things that we think God don't know about. God, listen, God is omniscient, which means he's all-knowing. He knows everything, whether you tell him or not. He knows. Listen, we are naked before God. He knows what's in our hearts. It's best to get it right. Don't sweep no sin under the rug. God sees it, he knows it, and he's waiting on us to admit it, confess it, and reject it. Hallelujah. Renounce it. Hallelujah. Forsake that sin. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we are truly better than blessed. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know, this is my last little statement here, that we got to understand that we all face our spiritual Egypt. Hallelujah. We were all captivated in sin where the devil was our master. But now, hallelujah, the Lord has fought our battle. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus died on the cross for you and I so that we can come out from sin and walk, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God. He has delivered us, saints, out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear darling son. For St. John 3:16 reminds us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that the Lord delivered me out of the kingdom of darkness. We were in that darkness in Egypt, that place of sin, that place of bondage, where we just couldn't help ourselves when we did things. Oh, just can't help myself. Now we can help ourselves because we got the helper. We got the Holy Ghost inside of us, compelling us to do what's right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Convicting us of our sin, causing us to repent and get it right, even if we fall off the track every now and then. Glory be to God. For we got to remember, saints, it's by grace that we've been saved through faith. Hallelujah. It is the gift of God. Saints of God, I'm excited. I'm excited that we've been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of our dear darling, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank God that we are now saints of the Most High God, and we dwell in the kingdom of God. May God bless you, and may you all be encouraged to know that it's God that's fighting for you. He is the true lover of our souls. Love you. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Amen. God bless you, Randy. So we thank you for the word. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. God has told Moses to speak to the people. Tell them the enemies that you see, you won't see them no more. You know, it brings a testimony line. We're going to open up the line to get your prayer request. Yes. Hallelujah to God. Hit to the top of the hour.
Yes.
But it just dropped in my spirit this morning sometime, how Minister Chris announced yesterday that how God had blessed her. For those that wasn't on a prayer line, I believe Pastor Darlene blessed Minister Chris, and she came into a member on the prayer line a long time. But I remember years ago God had told her, and she came on the prayer line, he told her that the enemies that you see today,
yes,
you won't see them no more.
That's
what came to mind. And it came because God gave the scripture. I said, our God is awesome.
Yes.
He brought that scripture back. I don't know how many years it was ago, but the God will be a witness of himself. Hallelujah to God. And from there, she's all the way up there taking the family on trips and stuff.
Yes.
God is an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
We're going to put this in the pastor in the hands of a Pastor Darlene.
Yes.
We're going to get your prayer request.
Yes.
We're going to head to the top of the hour.
Yes.
In this hour of power of prayer.
Thank
this
you.
Will be a good time for you to consider, hallelujah, with such an anointing and such a word, a sowing, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
A seed of faith, hallelujah to
That's
God.
Right.
I'm not promising you anything. I'm not going to tell you that God's going to bless you like never before in 3 days. We don't do that here, but when the word comes, you can sow into that anointing, hallelujah to God, that you won't see some enemies, some things, some family problems that they're coming up with, that you won't see them no more. Just bless God, hallelujah to God,
mm-hmm.
and that God will just return you a corresponding blessing in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
So we thank God.
Yes.
So we got to get the lines open. We're going to
yes.
get your prayer request. We're going to
yes.
put it to Pastor Darlene right now because we have spent good time in the Word, singing and worshiping. And we just let her have her way there. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the time, Pastor Darlene.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Wonderland, for just sharing that beautiful word this morning. And I'm just encouraging myself, knowing that there are things that we do go through, and God is right there to help us. In fact, one of my requests today is that God would give me wisdom on what to do with my car. I had word last week that my transmission was gone. Then they're telling me this week that the motor is gone. The engine needs to be replaced. So I just need wisdom on what to do concerning my car. So we'll be praying for that this morning. I know that the Lord God Almighty comforts us during the course of our lives, no matter what we may be going through. We need to be comforted many times when somebody passes away, some of our family members may be leaving. We need to be comforted when we are sick. So whatever it is that you have need of, God is there for you. So thank you so much, Evangelist Wonderland, for sharing that this morning. So right now, first, before we get the prayer, other prayer requests, if you have a testimony, I would like for you to share that, and please be mindful of the time that we do. I mean, you give what you need to give, but we want to, you know, be mindful of others who may need to share something too. So the lines are open for the testimonies and prayer, praise reports right now.
Yeah, good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking y'all to pray for my hands. They are getting worse. Every time I try to pick up something, it drops on the floor. So I'm asking y'all to pray for my hands.
Okay, we'll be praying.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I thank God for the word that has come forth today by Sister Wonderland. And I just appreciate that and piggyback and overheard the words that she said about, you know, us getting rid of everything that we know that God is not pleased with. So some things that she confirmed for me today that I just talked about on yesterday. And so I just appreciate God for the victory, total victory in the name of Jesus. You know, when I started on that road of, you know, taking care of things that God wanted me to take care of so I can move out of his way, so he can have his way with my daughter and the family, and also move out of my own way for being in other people's ways. Hallelujah. And hurting him because, you know, trying to not allow my family members to be mad with me and not doing what God has, you know, is telling me to do. So I just appreciate God that today I will be obedient in his word today and say more, hallelujah, and just everything that this is, you know, that doesn't please God. Hey, I'm on the road of recovery today in the name of Jesus, and I just thank God for this confirming his word with me that today is the day for me to start doing that again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. And I guess the lower power trying to tell me I don't have a testimony, but I do. I'm just so grateful this morning, you know, waking up with a smile on my face, actually reading the word of God, you know. I'm actually reading the Word of God and binding up, going to sleep, whatever the case may be. I just want y'all saints to know that I am a lifelong learner, and I just thank God for his word, just to know that he loves me. And one of my favorite scriptures that I learned is quote years ago, 1 John 4:7-8. Mm-hmm. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. Mm-hmm. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is God. Thank you. Have a great day.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I praise God for all he's doing in my life and my family life, the known and the unknown, for his continuously doing things for me that beforehand that I may need, and what he provides. So I just give glory to God for who he are in my life. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Thank you. God bless. All right. Anybody else have something you want to share before we continue? Well, anybody else with a prayer request? You may give your request right now.
Sister Taylor, thank you, Lord, for another day that I've never seen before. Grace and his mercy. I have a short testimony. The Lord had laid on my heart that I sent a monetary gift to someone, and I was obedient. I came back from the post office. We got our mail, and here I had a check in the mail for a monetary gift, and the gift was exactly what I sent out. I thank God that I was obedient. Obedient is better than sacrifice, even if I haven't got anything back. Knowing that I heard the voice of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for all these testimonies, Sister Marie, Sister Gladys, and Sister Sheila. We thank God for all of these testimonies. So we praise the Lord this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father, for the things you put in your hand.
Yes. Wonderful things.
You are so great.
Lord,
you're faithful. Lord, you're faithful.
Thank you, you're faithful. Thank you for the amount of faith you put in each of us.
You're so loving.
You're so kind.
Lord, you are so merciful.
I'm
so grateful today. Let your compassion fail us. We come to say thank you. Oh, God, we appreciate all of your many blessings. Oh, God, help us to remember.
Yes, God.
To count all of our blessings.
Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah, praise is high. Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Thank you, God. Oh, yeah, Lord. It's you, Lord. It's been you all the time, Lord.
Yeah.
You're there all the time. And comforting your people, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for all that you
praise
do,
the
Lord. So
okay,
God.
Once again, we want to, I do want to request prayer for several people who are in my family who have colds and flu. My sister Roslyn, my sister Benita, little David. I believe he should be clear of his cold. And anybody else who may have a cold or flu, I know that this is the time of the year that many people get sick from that virus. So we want to pray for healing for those who have colds and flus. I also want to pray for Sister Brenda B. That is Chris's mother, who Chris said that she would need to get operation for colon cancer. So we want to pray for Brenda B. Concerning that God would heal her of that colon cancer. I believe she had cancer years ago, and God healed her, so he can heal her again. So we thank God for that today. Amen.
Sister Bundy, this is Sister Glass. I have one important prayer. I want everyone to say prayerfully about the prisoners that are in the jails and that have loved ones that have been incarcerated. I have a nephew, Thomas
that's in prison, and when they have done criminal things as being pedophiles and stuff, and when they're released, they have no place to go. So prayer that God will, you know, show favor on those prisoners that are about to be released, because if they're not, they don't have an address to go to, then they continue to keep them in jail. So this prayer for people that have loved ones that are incarcerated for whatever reason, so they can get out and find housing and, hallelujah, find jobs in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 I have a prayer request. This is Sister Marie. Me and Yvonne will be going on a bus trip in the morning. So let's pray for safety for that bus, you know, to and from Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and that we be shown favor while we on that trip. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let's just pray for the unsaved everywhere. Let's pray for family salvation everywhere. And let's pray for divine protection for our children as they go to and from school, all of the children everywhere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else before we start our prayers this morning? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
I'm going to throw this in. I did put it down in case they were making a decision. My daughter is applied for a job at the Habitat. So we just add that on this morning, too, that God show her favor and she get that job. She's a single parent, and she's in real estate, and she want to, you know, advance further and also stay in her real estate.
Okay,
amen.
Charlene.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's come on in. We're going to do our prayer in faith. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you this morning.
Yes.
We pray today, Lord, that you would hold her so strong,
we
and that she would take
her
in her calling here in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Sister Linda Sands right now. Lord, we know that you would touch her, touch her hands, heal her hands, oh God. Oh God, you have the power, the Holy Ghost. Lord, in your name,
Oh, God,
thank you.
The name of
the Most Highest.
Lord, we pray for those who don't know you.
Because I don't believe anybody would be getting up early in the morning to just be messing around doing nothing that's worthwhile. So I just thank God for the sense of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so as we're leaving today, I cover all the prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ, all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that the angels of God will protect us as we go from one destination to the next, no accidents or incidences as we travel. And I just want to thank everyone who has to the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive a 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold blessing in the name of Jesus. And I want to decree and declare Deuteronomy 1 and 11, the Lord God of your fathers makes you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you. I decree this morning that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree today that you will come to your grave in old age like the stacking of grain on the threshing floor in its season as spoken of in Job 5 and 26. I decree the Lord's word, and it shall restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you according to Joel. I decree today that the Lord gives you strength when you become weary, and to him who has no might, you increase in power. Praise the Lord. I decree we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree today that we resist the devil, and he will flee from us each and every time as we resist him. I decree we continue to seek the face of God. Though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. So once again, I want you to know that I love you. Thank you so much, Sister Sheila, for bringing up that verse today in 1 John. That's a beautiful scripture. And I thank you all for loving me. Thank you for loving yourself, loving your family, your friends, and your enemies. We're loving people into the kingdom as we continue this journey towards our eternal home in heaven. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive, in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.